And now it's time for Training Camp Today with Neil Roberts and the Minnesota Vikings.
It will be his seventh season as the Vikings tight end, and last year was his best yet. He set career highs with 83 catches and 840 yards. Kyle Rudolph joins us. And Kyle, had to be a rewarding year for you.
It was a good year statistically. Not where we want to be at the end of the year in terms of team-oriented football, but you look back at last year, there's a lot of things we can learn from it. Not only just learning from the 5-0 start, but you know, you learn through the adversity that we went through the second half of the year.
Another personal accomplishment, you broke Steve Jordan's touchdown record of 29. You and Bradford really seemed to develop a nice rapport going through the stretch last year.
Well, the biggest thing for me was just to help Sam, you know, obviously coming into a situation where he had zero reps with a lot of our guys and 15 days to get ready for his first start. And I just wanted to make sure that, you know, he had all the trust in me that I was going to do what I was supposed to do. And we got down in there to crucial situations and games. He knew he could count on me.
All right. Hey, we'll talk 2017 when we come back.
A national championship is the destination. The Minot State University hockey team held the number one rank most of last season. They look to continue that domination when they host co-powerhouse the University of Oklahoma as the puck drops on their home season, Friday, September 15th for the weekend series. Now playing in the new Mesa Arena, already ranked the third best rink in North Dakota. Minot State University Beaver Hockey, the journey to a national championship starts now.
We're with Vikings tight end Kyle Rudolph. And Kyle, looking ahead, 2017, the tight end depth, what are your impressions of the other young tight ends?
Oh, we have a ton of young talent in our room. You know, for the first time in my career, I look around the room and I'm the oldest guy by about 5 years. We have a very, very young room, guys with a lot of potential. We also have a great tight end coach in Clancy Barone, who is kind of getting the most out of these young guys. Nowadays, coming out of college football, there's a big adjustment. Playing in pro-style offenses is much different than playing in spring. For a lot of the guys, it's the first time they're putting the hand down on the ground and have to block defensive ends, but they're doing well and they're working hard.
When you say this a lot of years, but talents, it just seems like the talent keeps getting better on this team. Would you agree defensively and offensively, and could be one of the best years yet?
Absolutely, and I think one of the things that we benefit from as an offense is practicing against our defense every day. You know, you look across and arguably they have the best player at almost every position from the front level to the back end. So for us as an offense, it definitely helps us get better going against them every day.
Good stuff, Kyle. Thanks as always. Have a great 2017.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, that concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Training Camp Today, brought to you in part by the MSU hockey team. Catch their home opener September 15th, by the Sertoma Beer Fest September 8th, and by the Norsk Husfest, 40 years of beer Scandimodium, September 27th through 30th. Check them out online at husfest.com.